Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
All plastic packaging waste, including soft plastics, can now be put in the household recycling bin. It's all part of new changes announced today by the Minister of State with special responsibility for the circular economy, Oisin Smith. In addition to these changes, a significant amount of plastics will be recycled in Ireland for the first time, reducing exports and the burning of plastic. But is it all good news? To talk more about this, I'm joined on the line by Mindy O'Brien, coordinator of Voice. Good morning, Mindy.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, recycling is a complicated business, and you and I have spoken about this before. People are confused, including myself, as to what can go into that green bin and what cannot. Does this make it less complicated, firstly?
Yeah, I think it does make it less complicated for the normal consumer, normal Joe. So when they put their plastic, it's the plastics where people get confused. And it used to be the rigid plastics, and people were saying, what's rigid, what's soft, whatever. So now all plastics can go into your recycling bin, so that's your bread wrapper, your, you know, the film off your strawberry punnet. It's the plastic holder of your packaging for your dishwasher tablets. So those things can go in now.
Mm-hmm. But should we feel good about this, or should we be concerned about what's happening to this stuff after we put it into the green bin?
Well, I think if you put in the green bin, there's more likelihood that it will be recycled. There's still some complexity around the packaging that makes it more difficult to recycle. But if it's not in, it can't be recycled. So you will recycle more. That's good. But we still need to put pressure on the politicians and on the retailers and on the producers to reduce the amount of plastic packaging that they're putting out there and to make whatever plastic packaging they do easier. But what we're pushing for is more investment in more infrastructure for reuse and refill.
Yeah, so we shouldn't be rejoicing at the fact that we can squash all this stuff into the green bin now. We should just be using less of it.
Exactly. Prevention, as they know, is better than the cure.
Okay, so what has changed now to make this acceptable, to put this plastic into the green bin?
So now you can put in, you know, if you get a new mattress, the plastic wrapping around that, or if you've got, you know, some manure, well, that's awfully dirty, that maybe you shouldn't put that in. But, you know, the packets around cheese, bubble wrap can go in there, you know, things that are around your mattress, around your pillows, fruit and veg
plastic,
bags.
Soft plastic wrapping around veg, yeah.
They can all go in. That there is confusion around cling film. The thing is that the same rules apply as did before, so everything needs to be clean, dry, and loose. So normally when you have cling film, you'll have some dirty stuff in there. You'll have food in there, so that makes it difficult to recycle. So unless your cling film is pristine, do not put it into your recycling
bin. Tin foil?
Tinfoil has always been able, as long as it's clean.
Okay, I've always had an issue around tinfoil. I stand hovering over the bin with the tinfoil in my hand, so I'm glad I asked that one. But what has happened to recycling in Ireland, Mindy, to allow this change to happen?
They've improved, so all our recycling bins go to, it's called a MRF, a recycling facility, and they source separate. They have all these optical scanners, and they look through the recycling, and they pick out this stuff according to material. They have improved those optical scanners, so now they can tell the soft plastics and the resins that are in the soft plastic, whether it's polypropylene or other types of plastic resin. But a lot of our recycling is shipped abroad. And I know there are efforts afoot to try to get recycling facilities here so that we can recycle the material here. But right now, we are not. And there are some recycling facilities. There's Shabra in Monaghan. There's Indorama in Meath. There's some other ones that are out there. But I think we need to invest more in the recycling facilities here.
Okay, because if you're thinking that you're doing a good thing by putting it into the recycling bin and these things then are getting exported, you may be doing more harm than good.
Well, that's up to, you know, I know Repack and I know the waste companies, they have to track where this recycling goes. So we make sure it's a cradle to cradle or cradle to grave to make sure that it goes to proper facilities. But there are some times when it goes to a bad place and you see Irish wrappers and the beaches in Turkey,
okay,
which is not a good thing.
I just see in the press release on this, that the plastic recycling capacity in Ireland through enhanced sorting will be scaled up. There's two plastic recycling facilities backed by investment from Repack, one in Limerick and another in Portlaoise. They'll process 1 billion plastic bottles each year, those PET bottles.
I don't think that's up and running yet, but that's what they're looking to do, yes. And that would be on the foot of the new deposit refund scheme that's going to be in place. If your listeners don't know what this is that for each bottle and can that we purchase, a plastic bottle, that there will be a deposit on it. So it'll be 20 cents probably. And then when you return it to your retailer, you get that money back. And that creates a clean stream of recyclate that can go to these facilities, and now they can invest in these facilities because they will have a clean stream of material.
Okay, a listener would like to know what you do with the plastic tray that the meat comes in. Some of them are black, some of them are clear.
Yeah, they can. They have also, and black plastic was a problem before, but I think that waste industry worked with the producers to put some sort of tint in there, so now the optical scanners can tell, can see the black trays, because before it kind of melted into the conveyor belts and couldn't see it. But now you can put all that in your recycling bin, just make sure that it's clean.
Okay, rinse it. Like with absolutely everything, you need to rinse it.
Exactly. Just give it a quick rinse. It doesn't have to be pristine. And I find if you rinse it right away, it's easier to get the stuff off.
Okay, what about crisp packets? Because I know this new regime, you can put the crisp packets into the recycling, but are you expected to clean them before you put them in?
No, no. I mean, they should be empty, but don't rinse them out. I have a high doubt that they'll be recycled. I think what's going to happen at the recycling facility, there's certain things that won't be able to be recycled. And what happens, that falls off the line. And what they do is they take that material, they shred it into something called solid refined fuel, or SRF. And what happens is that goes to cement kilns, and it's a fuel displacement replacement for coal. And what happens, because this is made out of fossil fuel, so it's like burning oil, and so it burns really hot. And so that plastic burns down to a very small portion, and it's incorporated into the cement.
Is that happening at the moment with black bin rubbish?
No. Okay. Black bin rubbish would go to the incinerator, the waste to energy plant, like in Pool Bag. And so that's where most of our black rubbish bin, or it's exported for incineration as well. Our landfill rate has reduced dramatically, so most of our waste is incinerated, and that's where your black bin waste would go.
Okay, a couple of quick ones before we go. Joan, can envelopes with plastic windows go into the green bin?
Now, that's two different materials. And so remember we were saying clean, dry, and loose, so everything should be its own material. So what I do is I take that plastic window out. Whether you put that, I think you can just put that in your rubbish bin, because that's going to fall off. It's so small, it's going to fall off the conveyor belt. So I would take your window out and put your paper envelope in.
Till receipts, because they're a bit plasticky, aren't they, sometimes?
The till receipts, it's a thermal paper, and what happens is it has BPA, it has chemicals in it. That should never go into your recycling bin. That should go into your rubbish bin.
Small plastic lids off containers.
They can go in.
Okay. What about recycling plastic shopping bags? Why would you want to do that? You just keep using them.
Try to get away from those plastic bags if you can. Again, prevention. You know, you have the option of in your reuse bag, but if you have those, they can go in, now they can go into your recycling bin.
And the last one, plant pots. Can we recycle those?
Oh, okay. Now, though, that one, I always get confused. Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no. But I just saw in Super Value the other day that they had a herb, like a basil plant, that had a paper outer, and it says you can recycle the plant pot inside. So I would say those you could put in, because those would be the right polymer. I think the black ones that you get at the garden centers are made of so many different polymers, I really don't think that they can be recycled.
All right, so you need to watch what you're buying really in the first place,
which
is the advice across the board, Mindy. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you as always.
Thanks.
Mindy Brown there
from
Voice. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to the senior Gardaí overseeing the hunt for the HSE cyber attackers.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.